Take a look at my boyfriend. He's the only...
Wait, where he at? Where's my boyfriend?
Welcome back to the Give Them La La podcast. It is me, Mrs. Thank God I Don't Have a Man, but I have my husband.
You got us.
Yo, yo, yo. We your man, honey.
Way better than a man's. And hello, Jessica.
Hello.
Round two. So first of all, I want to say thank you guys for joining me. Second of all, did you guys watch Vanderpump Rules?
We watched last week. Yep, I watched it this morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Glad you got around to it. Did we at least watch the second part of Miami Reunion?
Well, always.
We don't miss Miami. We don't miss
number one. Yes.
Is Vanderpump Rules a little too close to home for y'all?
In what way? Because we.
No, I was entertained.
I don't know. I
was
the fact that I'm your wife.
Right. No, I think it's interesting.
I was entertained. Yeah.
You were entertained?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's. I don't know if it's more entertaining because we know everyone or like. But I mean, everyone else is obsessed with it. So, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just a housewives girly. So, same. You know.
But, well, you and me both. Yeah. Like when people say I'm going back and watching reruns of Vanderpump Rules, I'm like, I don't know that I could do that because I don't really want to see myself in that type of situation.
Right.
And when this season's over, I don't know that I'll be able to go back and watch it.
Right.
Now, I will say I do fast forward through anything at Schwartz and Sandy's.
Same. Yep. Do you hear Jess? Yes. We're glad to have you here, Jess.
It's just, it does nothing for me. Right. Let's move it on.
When's it opening? Blah, 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 blah.
Go back to the girls' trip, please. Yeah. Thank you.
More. Yes.
That's kind of how, well, I've been that way for a while. The second the Toms pop in, I'm like, okay, we're dealing with two people. They don't get up until 1 p.m. They can't open a bar. All right, what else is the story about? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got it.
Yeah.
I already know what it's going to be about.
We're adult babies. Okay, we don't care.
Let's talk first about the fact that I need help moving a table out of the apartment, guys.
Okay. We will be there.
So I'm scheduling you where I have an audience so that you guys feel pressure to do it.
Okay, gotcha.
So I bought a house in Palm Springs right next door to Sheena. The plan was to buy a home in Los Angeles, but I don't know where I want to be. So I told my business manager, I really want this house in Palm Springs. It's right next to one of my best friends. I need an escape from this godforsaken city. Please just let me buy it. I'll deal with the LA house later on when I know where I want to be.
Yeah.
I don't even know where I want to be. Do I want to be on the west side? Do I want to stay in WeHo? Do I want to be in the
west
valley?
The west side might be too far.
Well, but keep in mind.
You want to get more for your money somewhere. You want a cute little guest house. You know?
Yeah, I definitely need like a guest house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think.
Are you guys not down if I buy like a really giant home to move in, even if it's in the valley?
So down. The compound. I'm ready for it.
Well, I know you are, Leo, because you're down as fuck. What about you?
You know Logan.
Logan, the fucking square.
We'll be there.
Logan's a diva.
We'll be there in a bow.
That's not what I asked. I asked you, will you move in?
I have my own area.
But that's why it'll I'll have like a separate thing.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'll get the better room. Okay.
What?
Leo's the Ramona of the group.
Yes.
What is the table moving for? Like, yeah, where's
it going? Oh, I want to move the table from the dining area. Mm-hmm. Out to the living area.
Where would it go in the living area?
Do you know where Ocean's play area is now?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was fine, but now she needs like a lot more room because it's more like arts and
crafts.
Now
the dining area can be an entire area for her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We like that.
Mm-hmm. It's just more functional, and then she's still where I can keep an eye on her. And I also don't even like eating dinner in there, so I eat on the
couch. That's a big table, and it probably that the living area is way more open.
Way bigger, it is.
So it won't look at like where it is now. It takes up that whole area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, there's like 40 strollers in
there. Yeah.
Room. Totally. Yeah. So I think it'll be better in the open area.
Open room. You can do.
So
yes.
We'll put that on the books. Yeah.
I'll be able to. I don't know, Leo. I don't know about his upper body strength.
Oh,
so.
You don't?
Ooh, shade.
We'll see. Oh, no.
We'll see if he can hold up his end.
He's bulkier than you are.
Oh, yes. I'm trim, baby.
I'm worried about your upper body
My
strength.
My upper body strength is
Mr.
fabulous.
Trim.
I don't know about your brittle bones.
You were just sick.
You were just on bed rest for about a month. So let's just see about your brittle bones there. Peanut brittle.
We'll see.
All right. How did we feel about Miami Part 2 reunion?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so good. Notably, the Alexia's line of "I encourage y'all about, you know, to be your own stars."
Amen. Amen.
And then she kind of took it to a left turn by coming for my girl Lisa by saying, "And if you were to do that, Mr. Lanny wouldn't have cheated."
Lisa's face.
And Lisa went, "Skr, I'm sorry.
Like, excuse me. Why am I in this?
I'm sorry, bro." Which we love how they call each other bros.
Bro, bro.
And then Maricel calls Lisa monkey,
bro.
Bro. Me and Logan are always like, bro, monkey, bro.
Wait, Alexia does that?
Alexia and Maricel call each other bro,
24/7.
Which I love. Yeah. I think they're great. But then Maricel calls Lisa monkey.
Yeah. So he goes, monkey.
Why does she call her that?
It's like her cute little pet. It's like her pet name. Yeah, it's cute.
Monkey. That's very cute.
Yeah. Monkey.
Yeah.
That is really
Well, Marisol's the shit. We know that.
I love
Marisol. Give her a mojito already.
Is the center mojito.
Yeah. Throw her a peach.
She's the whole show.
Yep.
She's fantastic.
She's fabulous.
By the way, everyone on Miami, I love. Uh-huh. I don't have a worst person.
Yep. Kiki, every single one.
Gertie,
so,
love.
What about Dr. Nicole?
Nicole.
Yes, how do we feel about her? Because I'm kind of obsessed.
Mm-hmm. I like Dr. Nicole.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
Okay. I love her, and she always makes sense. But she does. She and Larsa are really going toes. And
they really are.
They sure are.
How do you feel about that?
You know, like I've said before, Nicole.
Spit it out. Today.
You know, it's just Nicole has a real career, and Larsa's a little out of her mind for trying to throw shade and say that she's the one working. Like, honey, OnlyFans and being a doctor is a bit different.
Right.
There's no difference between being put to sleep by an anesthesiologist and taking foot pics. All right?
Yeah.
No difference
same
at all.
Deal.
We got to give her a little credit for having a full-blown, real, legit career.
Yeah,
okay.
Why does the rest of the cast seem so unimpressed by that?
She's a doctor. Not only is she a doctor, but she said that part
takes a lot of school to get there.
Yes, and then Larsa used something against her. Again, so you guys, I've only watched clips. I haven't watched the whole reunion.
By the way, we love Larsa.
So no, I take love what I see no with shame. A grain of salt. But Larsa made that whole thing about like, oh, be a real professional. You have like your tits out at night and something about her neck or back hurting because she gives blowjobs. And I was like, why aren't we
celebrating
this? Mm-hmm. Like, bravo to Dr. Nicole for working being a doctor during the day and then a bad bitch at night.
Who knows how long she's in the ER or wherever, all day.
No, I know.
And no sleep and going out and having to film with the girls the whole time and being there the whole time.
And being a mom. And I feel like Larsa would be the first one, if anyone ever said that to her, this is my opinion, Larsa would be the first one to call them out and be like, why are you celebrating the fact that I'm a boss bitch? And then I could also get you a girl who can do it all. Like, exactly. That's Dr. Nicole.
I know, and she looks good in her scrubs.
She looks great.
Yes. She looks fabulous in everything. Yeah.
I would not be looking like that. That is for sure.
Do we believe the four... Is sex four times a night for 20 years? Or however
I'm having a tough time.
That's a
because
bit
I
much.
Am I'm a very sexual person.
Logan
and
a freak.
Don't have, like, come on now.
I don't
that's
know.
That's a lot.
That is, no one is having sex that much.
Now, I will say this. I do think.
I think she'd be down, though. I think she would have been down.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I have to
Where's
say,
the time for that, though? You have all these kids, these kids and that, whatever,
but
when they were together with
exhausted?
Scotty, and it's like. How much time you got?
I gotta say, I kind of believed it. And maybe it wasn't every single day with Scotty. I feel like maybe it felt like every single day, but at least a few times a week. And the only reason I say that is
a few times a week is fine.
Well, four times in a row, though.
Yeah, she's saying four times a night, every night.
That,
that can't be every single time. Maybe like
ridiculous.
A one-off you're doing four times. Yeah. Like, bing, bang, boom, bing, bing, I need more.
Right, totally.
I am over it. The second after one, I'm like, okay,
does
bye-bye.
Does Larsa not give you the vibe, though, of one it? Because I've heard wives and certain people say this before. Well, if you don't give it to him, he's going to go get it somewhere else.
True statement.
But Larsa was also a different human back then when she was with Scotty, because we all watched that first season. And that girl back then did not seem like the type of girl that would be...
Busting it wide open four times a night.
Okay. She was way more reserved back then.
Yeah.
Now, I will say about Larsa and the comments to Nicole, there was obviously context with it, which I think, like we said, fans miss that with these shows.
Yeah.
And it's obviously from, her man, Anthony, now husband, you know, comes out the gate this season trying to attack my girl Larsa and saying, well, she's going to be a homewrecker to the captain of our boat. And it's like, dude, this is why I'm coming for Dr. Nicole.
Yeah, so I'm going to come back and say something.
I am completely Team Larsa. Yeah, say what you want. Yeah, go for, nothing's off limits. Go for the job. Go for whatever. Sure. You're coming for me. I'm coming for
you.
I'm
going to tell some rumors that I heard.
100%. Yeah. So hi, Larsa. She's just doing her housewives, tipping her housewives hat. That's her job.
You got to do that.
And cast members talk. So even though Andy said you hadn't seen that yet, it's like, I'm sure that Nicole told someone what her husband said and it got back to Larsa. And that's just the way it is. And by the way, there are so many things that the audience doesn't see. One little comment that gets taken out. And it really would be like, you look at it and go, oh, that was like, that comment was the blueprint for the entire season. Mm-hmm, and it's taken out. And then it's like, oh, this person looks crazy. She's a bitch. She's bullying. Oh,
bully, so, bully, bully.
As if we're teaching pre-K right now.
This is Bravo, people.
That's your job.
You're hired for that.
And this is nothing compared to what we used to watch. Like, come on.
For real.
No. You don't talk about bowling. Uh-huh. Hello.
Those early seasons. Yep.
I'm telling you what. Suze should be sliding into the comment section with a thank you for making my 9-to-5 cubicle job less boring.
Exactly.
Suze.
Here to entertain.
The Suze. Right? By the way, this I respect everyone with a 9-to-5.
100%.
Respect the hell out of it. Yes. Anyone hustling. But we got to take the word bully out of this Bravo equation. Uh-huh. It has no place here. We all know what we signed up for. We all know the fucking drill. Some people are better at the game than others, but that doesn't make them a bully. If you don't like the playing field, don't play the game.
Exactly.
That's right. I've seen that word thrown around a lot this past week in particular.
Oh, they love the bully, bully, bully.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Sorry.
I'm going to
kindly reject. Sometimes you have to be bullied, by the way. sometimes you gotta bully some people.
Okay, bro, Lexia taking a left turn at the fork. Holy moly.
Jesus.
All of us, by the way, just went skirt and looked at Logan with a furrowed brow. Now,
sometimes you can be a bitch and you need to be.
Yeah, it's called bitch, not bully.
Well,
bitch.
God.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, hello.
I'm so
done. Yeah, sometimes it's justified.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's just sometimes people need to be a little rattled, but that's not called bullying. Yeah. Bullying is not like
we're grown-ass women who all looked at a contract, a reality television contract, by the way, and said, I'm going to sign this.
I'm down to get messy.
La Kent, a.k.a. Lauren from Utah.
You guys, it is finally shorts and t-shirt weather. My favorite kind of weather. Time to put the jackets and sweaters in the back of the closet where they belong. And if you're like me, I know you want to update your look for the summer, but you don't want to break the bank in the process. That's where Quince comes in. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic all summer long. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at just $30. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all those savings on to us. I am wearing my Quince cashmere tee again today, and I have no shame. I got the cream color. It's so soft. It's so comfy. So chic. Almost as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got to put in Palm Springs. We all are obsessed with those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, no glue manis, and press-on falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The press-on falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress no glue manis and Impress no glue press-on falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Did you guys watch? You watched.
We watched.
All right,
we
let's dive right in.
Let's get into the pumpers.
Did you watch Jessica?
Of course.
Of course you
I
did.
I watch every week.
What are your questions?
Raquel in the hotel room. What are our thoughts? By the
she
way,
she wanted to mic up that meal.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, oh,
she did.
That meal did not look good.
I don't know what that. What type of food was that? I was trying to decipher.
Let me tell
what
you.
She
Let
eating?
Me tell you what it was.
Yikes!
It was lunch, which was like pasta, marinara sauce. Then we had something Vanderpump Au Paris, which was like a little. What are those things called?
Like an escargot?
No, it was a baleen.
Bellini or.
That's a drink.
That you have with caviar?
That you have with caviar.
The potato thing?
Yes. Okay. Potato pancake. Caviar was in there.
Mixing that into the pasta.
Bread, like mashed potatoes. Some sort of fish.
Yeah. It was a fish.
A lot.
Oh, we know she didn't mic the tinfoil because she said, Katie told me not to mic the tinfoil.
Right. So, right. Thank God she told her.
Thank God she told her.
You would have had Caesar's Palace or whatever you were at would have had a bill.
And also, yeah.
Totally. We would have.
Let me just say, with you sitting on your bed, sober, with your blanket, give you credit because I am someone, I don't know if it's like a very low form of OCD. I don't know what it is, but if I'm in bed ready to go to sleep, do not get on my bed with food, number one. Mm-hmm. Take off your makeup. Do not get on my bed with your outdoor clothes. Mm-hmm. There's so many things. And you were just chilling.
Well, can I tell you that the entire night, and we film for hours and hours and hours and hours on end, right? Like it does not stop. And it's whittled down to 15 minutes, maybe. Raquel was, take out everything we know now, right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about just this scene, this moment.
Okay.
She was fucking awesome and hysterical. Yeah. She was wasted.
Love it.
We're in Vegas.
Yeah.
She was making out. Great. We're in Vegas. You're single. I was living for Raquel.
Mm-hmm.
We get back to the room. I'm ready for bed. There is a tipping point. Like you said, Jess, again, I'm sober. There was a tipping point where people hit that I go, I gotta call it a night. Mm-hmm, now this is not fun for me anymore. She had already spilled her food in my bedroom. I clean it up. I get in the bed. She comes back in, sits on the blanket that my mother washed over and over again to make it fluffy, cozy, smell yummy. My mom, like, most certainly put a lot of work into my blanket going away for 3 days. Okay?
So there.
She spills the marinara sauce on it, so I'm already like, okay, I don't like this. Then let's start a discussion, okay? I'm concerned a little bit. One too many drinks, I think we might be tipping into waters that I'm not quite sure I want to be swimming in with you. I'm not going to trust you around my man. She delivers the line of, thank God you don't have a man. I'm also thanking God I don't have a man because I just think they're a liability. I only want to be around gays and girls.
Yep.
Period. A certain type of girl.
Yeah.
All right? Let's not get this twisted.
The girls,
you're like,
girls.
You don't support women. No, I most certainly don't support all women.
Yeah, and why do I have to?
I don't have to.
A bitch is a bitch is a bitch. So, It's right. Whether you're a woman or not, and I'm not going to support you. If you
you're going to support someone who's going to support you.
Exactly.
Period. End of story.
Okay.
Thank you.
But because everyone has it in their mind, my story, and I'm the homewrecking whore mistress, which is not true. But if you guys would like to continue to call me that, think that, great. If you like that storyline, you like that as my label, run with it. I don't give a fuck. My friends and family know the story. God knows the fucking story. Amen. Amen.
Take him to church. Take him
preach
to church.
Preach it, honey. Tell the truth.
Take me to church. We're there. Okay, she delivers the line. I'm, at that point in time, yeah, judging you. Judging you. Yeah. I'm going to make fun of your lights. I'm going to make fun of the fact that that line should have been said with a full face of makeup on, looking snatched, put your heels back on, put your eyelashes on, get on back. I don't want to see it coming out of you looking the way you look right now. Okay?
Rachel. All
right. You go back to your room and have your mini Coachella by yourself.
By the way, those lights should have been the first giveaway. The only time
someone... That's all I thought about.
Right? The only time I start adopting other people, like a man's behavior, is if I'm fucking them.
Yeah.
The lights, dead giveaway.
Why does... Sandoval have those.
Sure, we're going to put the lights on. We're going to do Molly, and we're going to...
Starry night.
We're at Coachella again.
Starry night.
What do you have to say, Lala, to the people on Twitter who are like, Lala dragging Raquel for her lights, but Lala did not drag Raquel for the lights.
Christina brought that tea into the room. And it's a little...
I asked if she put them up herself. Like,
people need to not be so sensitive about everything. It's Vanderpump Rules.
Lights in her room. Like, what do you mean? That seems like it would be extremely difficult to do in the amount of 20 minutes. What do you mean lights all over her room?
Right.
You know?
When she can't even hold a plate of food, and then she's setting up lights for the freaking whatever.
You're telling me this woman... This girl thought that she could microwave freaking tinfoil, but you're telling me she's throwing up Christmas lights all over her room in 20 minutes? I'm intrigued.
Add the equation
together.
Break
it down.
Yes.
Correct. I did not make fun of her lights. The car ride. How'd you feel about the car ride, Logan?
Okay, the car ride, that as someone who hates Raquel, you know, I will say this was the one time that, okay, I'm feeling for the girl, you know, as a person who... two of the four people here have experienced that level of psychoticness from James. So it's we can relate to that and the that stress she must have been under with the family and all this stuff. And like, you know, I feel for her for that. And it's just, I don't know, like that whole James thing with the family is wild to me. And like,
he said those things.
Yeah, well, it's obviously was a full-on blow up at the poor parents' house, and like we've seen him blow up. Like, I'm sure that was mortifying, and the family. I'm shocked the family didn't make her stay right then. I'm like, bitch, no, you were not going back to that psychopath.
No, but I think that that's when it ended.
I know, but the fact that she went back in the car, like, it all seemed the story. I feel like. It was when she's talking about being in the car with him afterwards, like it was uncomfortable. That story to me is very uncomfortable because like, I'm like, I felt worried for her in that car, like in the car with him. When she's telling this story, like being after the blow up and now you're in a car with him, with the fam, like about the family and stuff. Like, I don't know what James is going to do to her. You know, like I just.
Unpredictable.
And
she said she had kicked him out of the car, right? Was that
true? She was going to.
She would have in the desert. Okay.
But like, I don't know. Just the whole thing is gross to me.
I mean,
and
when
think like...
When you start bringing the family into it, that's when I don't even know how you keep it together.
Yeah.
And in that car ride, it was... 2.5 hours, we all talked the entire time. Like in that moment, we all really bonded because we had, well, the three of us had just left relationships. Our worlds were very brand new. What are we supposed to be doing out here? Like we definitely formed a connection. Also, Raquel and I had many times that we would text or film together that weren't seen, but we had many moments where we were forming a friendship. Like
for a while, by the way,
even last year,
she was with James, you have gone above and beyond.
People would disagree with you, and I know, but I'm talking
about off camera. I'm talking about everything.
Real life.
You have really given this girl so many opportunities and tried to be friends with her and tried to bring her in. And like be nice to her because she was with James at the time, and I think you've gone above and beyond. Like that, it does. There's no there was no friendship to begin with between the two of you. And there was no real reason that you needed to be nice to this girl. And you've gone above and beyond, yet it's still, everyone acts like, oh, you're such a bully to her.
Yeah, why did you choose to tell her, I'm just curious, about you sleeping with James when they first started dating? Or
I'm so happy that you're asking this question because it's very strange to me, the timing of Raquel suddenly being upset about it. When I first got sober, I got sober on October 22nd of 2018. I didn't just wake up one day and go, I had one bad night, I'm getting sober. There were a million and one moments that flooded over me that I woke up that day saying, because of this, I'm not drinking anymore. Like, I've got to get some help and I've got to start righting my wrongs. So cut to, I have a sponsor. Me hooking up with James while they were together, I told my sponsor about, because it was a moment that I was not proud of, that I did not feel would have happened had I not been drinking and smoking weed. But I didn't owe Raquel anything. We weren't friends, right? And also, she was now in a happy relationship. So was I. And it didn't serve anybody, me telling that. When you start practicing the steps, you also have to go through, if I tell this person this, is it going to be beneficial to either of us? Is it going to have a domino effect of people that are affected by it? Yes, I would say so. She doesn't need to know. I put it to bed. I got to move on so that I can stay sober. Cut to where we are now. We start forming a friendship. My relationship is over. Her relationship is over. I didn't feel in my heart that I could continue building a friendship with her sitting on this fact. So I really was in that moment practicing step work. Her relationship's over. I want all the skeletons out of my closet while we're trying to build a friendship. So I tell her about it. Keep in mind, at the dinner when I first tell her at girls' night, I had to bring her back to it. She like went off into la la land talking about something else. And I said, Raquel, I need you to acknowledge what I just said and tell me how you feel about it. And she said, I'm more upset about him, you know, having a girlfriend 3 weeks after we break up. Her interview bites were very different. Then all of the sudden, and she's over it. We filmed a bunch of times about this, okay? We were all good. Mm-hmm. So I thought we'd moved on. But then suddenly this serves her. This serves her narrative. When mm-hmm. I say wouldn't trust you around my man, oh, well, in order to not look like a fucking asshole for that line, I'm gonna now pretend like I give a lot of shits about what she told me fucking James. Even though, in reality, that bitch was over it. She did not care. Yeah, probably stung at first. She had moved on. Yeah, she told me I'd moved on.
Right.
And also, yep. It was like, it's a whole different situation. They did hook up, however long ago, 6 years, however freaking long ago it was, I don't even remember, it was so long ago.
It was a very long time ago.
It looked like a five-year-old in the pictures. Like, holy moly. Uh-huh. They were like not even a real couple, okay? She was not even living here. They saw each
other. Raquel and James.
Raquel and James saw each other once every 2 months, maybe. Like, James was fucking everything on the planet that walked by him every single day.
I didn't watch them fuck, but I watched things happening.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and it was also, even your hookup alone with him is not like, it was an... It wasn't a big thing. Like, you know, it was like, okay, you guys are at an event. It was like in Chicago, whatever, right?
Yeah.
You got some event, you know, getting, doing an appearance.
Yeah.
And we had a hookup. I could see Lala not thinking anything of it because James hooks up with everyone 24/7 during that time.
Yep. It wasn't the same energy we as viewers.
He came back and probably fucked 12 other people before seeing Raquel again.
He did. He had sex with someone that, because we, I think, slept together that, like, during the day before our appearance, and he definitely had someone that night.
And by the way, Raquel knew that he was cheating this whole time, okay? Yeah. She knew about there's all these other people, and it was never an issue then. And it's only now is it becoming an issue with the one thing, like as if Lala was the one person that he cheated on her with.
Yeah, exactly.
She cheated with about 1,000 people, probably.
Season seven, man. Ariana sits there and says, well, James and Raquel have both said that their relationship really started after Raquel moved in, which is at least two years after I hooked up with James.
Which pretty much vindicates you in that aspect, so I feel like.
And yeah, but it's like, so let's not compare apple to oranges. Yeah. Like, come on now.
She's just not a girl's girl.
Okay.
Girl. In the words of Radzi, this is apples to spaceships.
Yes, Carol Radzi, well.
You know, that's where it is. The dinner in Havasu, how did we feel about Charlie?
Because I'm sorry, I just feel like I didn't watch the same episode as everyone else because I had certain feelings on Charlie. I was very taken aback by how she acted, the things she said. And then I go on socials and like all of the Bravo pages and Twitter is like queen. And I was just like, did we watch the same episode?
Queen who steals lines. I think she stole one of your lines, by the way.
They all
saying,
do.
By saying the dick in the mouth thing. You said that about Schwartz and Sandoval last year.
Yeah, everyone's
and she uses that about Christina.
All these new bitches.
Yeah.
Unless you're an OG bitch. All the newbies are like, they want to give them Lala. Like, I don't even have to anymore. Mm-hmm. I just sit back, collect the check, let them do the job.
Don't steal my line.
Which Charlie does, I think many people, a part of the cast, feel embarrassed by backing up Raquel.
Right.
But it didn't make much sense to me because the scene is they're getting on to me because I hooked up with James and I'm being called a quote unquote mistress, and then cut to Charlie's interview bite. And she's like, she shouldn't be the one who's running the pack of women or whatever the fuck she says. Let's talk about how you went from a mansion to an apartment, which by the way, not a mansion. Also, that place was a fucking shithole. It had dry rot, possibly has termites, wood falling off, like literally like steam in between the window panes, moisture. And it couldn't even rain without the primary bedroom like completely flooding.
Oof.
All right.
Yeah.
So there's that.
But even if you
and
win,
by the way, it's not like you were evicted from it. Yeah. Honey, I left on my own accord.
I left because it was toxic for me and unsafe. So if my story is not inspiring to you and that's your mentality, if your mentality is in alignment with the lines that you spoke in your interview, which to me is whole mentality.
That's what I don't get. I'm just, why wouldn't we be celebrating the fact you talked about, you know, girl's girl and celebrating women. Why wouldn't we be sitting here celebrating the fact that you left the quote unquote mansion, which we know is not a mansion, even if you moved to a one bedroom, one bath. I mean, you didn't, but it's like, bravo, you felt unsafe. You were like, I gotta get the fuck out of here for me and my baby. Yep. And you did it.
Mm-hmm. And I did it.
And that's winning.
Like, yes.
Big time.
I was jumping into the ocean going, I don't know what the fuck is gonna happen, but hopefully we know how to swim with like a lot of shit on my back. Okay, so if that's not inspiring to anybody, then you're right. I'm not the girl you should be looking up to. Let's also look at people that Charlie gets along with. Katie also is in an apartment and had to sell her home because she left a relationship. Ariana now is having to sell her home and who knows where she's going to end up. So I would choose your words very fucking carefully because some of your closest friends are also in that fucking boat. All right? And Christina Kelly, her coming for her. Lip balm girl, Christina Kelly, Heartspring. If you're going to throw fucking shade, then I'm going to throw it back at you. You need to go light your fucking sparklers, get your marquee out, and serve someone some fucking champagne. Bottle service girl.
Hello.
Okay?
Exactly.
Three synapses.
I'm not judging you, but since you want to judge everybody else, like, let's take a look in the mirror at what you're doing. I don't see Christina Kelly clocking into Sir no more.
Nope.
Don't
I certainly
have to.
See you clocking into Sir.
There you are.
No judgment here, bitch, but I'm not the one that said these words. You said them about one of my nearest and dearest friends. Let's also look at Christina Kelly's track record with friendships.
Yeah.
She's still friends with Stassi.
Yep.
She's still friends with Katie Maloney. She's still friends with my two best friends from Utah. Me, who we've known each other for 16 years. Charlie has been Sheena's friend, had a falling out, now she wants to be friends again. BFFs with Raquel, now she's not friends with Raquel. Like,
she's
let's
floundering.
Really,
she is floundering.
30,000 foot view. By the way, we're only talking about the episode. Charlie is cool. She regrets a lot of the shit she said.
That's good to know. And I see a lot of like rhetoric on socials about calling Christina Kelly a bully. And I don't know why they're calling her that, but she is literally one of the nicest girls I've ever met through you, Lala. One of the nicest, kindest, and businesswoman. You're going to drag her lip balm. She's sitting out here a small business owner, yeah, a badass woman.
You want to know something? What's so crazy, mm-hmm. though, is for her to deliver those, Charlie to deliver those lines in her interviews, she literally met Christina Kelly for the first time in Havasu. Mm-hmm. And before she arrived, I told Christina Kelly, just so you know, you're not going to like her. Mm-hmm. I know Christina.
Yeah.
I know her vibe. Yep. I knew she was not going to dig Charlie.
Yep.
And she doesn't.
Mm. There we are. And there we have it.
And if we want to talk about how I went from a mansion to an apartment, and you want to talk about that's because of the guy I was sleeping with and had a baby with, like, Charlie, you're with a dude and you're still living in an apartment. So yeah, if you want a whole mentality, I certainly ain't taking tips from you.
Let's match resumes.
Step your pussy up, honey.
Get the resume together.
Like, let's not go there.
Missy.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now, with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Bleav Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Did we watch any of the Schwartz scenes?
Oh, I absolutely not told you I fast forwarded that. But, you know, okay.
So you fast forwarded for most of
Yes. We don't really love those scenes. It's the same rhetoric just, every time.
When's the bar going to open? When are we going to open the bar? Bar, open the bar. Yeah. It's like, we get it.
We don't care.
This storyline has been going on for like 3 years. Like the TomTom thing. Yes. It's like, they don't know what they're doing. Okay, they're going to open their own bar.
We're the bumbling idiots.
They don't know what they're doing. Yeah. I'm like, I don't even need to watch it. I know.
At least with Lisa and Ken, it's like you're watching that. Like they've had 25 of them or 26 around the world. It's like, whatever, they have their cute little banter, like it's something different. Yeah. Like it's not like, you know, the Toms, it's like, okay,
it's like, we get it.
Oh my god,
and it's really boring.
It's, it's cringy almost.
It's speaking cringy. Of storylines, I was gonna ask you, because I'm kind of surprised at how much your past relationship has not been spoken about. Are we gonna maybe get to see more, or how is that?
So, because the reunion is tomorrow, mm-hmm. we've seen every episode. I've seen comments where it's like, Lala needs to talk about her own life a lot more. I did. I spoke about my life nonstop. It was like a purge for me. I was like, what do you want to know? I'm ready. Let's fucking mention it all. Mm-hmm. But because there's legalities, there was the LA Times article about him. There's a lot of very heavy allegations. I'm in a custody battle with a minor, obviously. So Bravo and I believe NBC are combing through my situation with a fine-tooth comb. Mm-hmm. It has to be done. So just so you guys know, I really do talk a lot. I'm actually shocked that we're in on episode, what, 6? Mm-hmm. That it hasn't really been touched on much. Because I feel like that's all I fucking talked about. Mm. Because, you know, I was purging. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
trying to process still. Right, I couldn't, right. Like, every time I saw a new set of ears, I was like, let me tell you. You know? It was like, I was obsessing.
There's a lot out there, though, already, you know, with the LA Times article and stuff. And it's like, you know, I'm shocked that it's not talked about all the time when you read what is going down in there. Mm-hmm. Like, how is that not on the Bravo blogs 24/7?
Yeah. Well, I think because
he didn't really get dragged as much as you'd think he'd get dragged for all these insane accusations.
No, I know. But I know for a fact there will be a day that I can mention it all and no one will be afraid to touch it because there will be accountability that happens.
Yep.
Okay. I know you mentioned the reunion filming tomorrow. How are you feeling about it?
Well, we got a phone call. I know all of us did. They're taking our phones because there's a leak.
Don't look at me. Don't look at us.
There's a leak.
I'd put the leak right on my Instagram and get my million followers.
Exactly.
So they're taking your phones and just you can't have phones on set?
No.
What?
Nope. They verbatim said, we will give you your phone. We will give you your phone during break so that you can check up on your daughter.
Oh, okay.
And then we're going to take them back. No social media posting, no behind the scenes, no nothing.
I hope they're taking the producer's phones too then. Because
I
hope
they're taking Raquel's phone. Jesus.
Yeah. I don't think it's a producer because then I feel like it would be... It would be like an inside job as far as like we're going to leak this to get the hype going. And production is actively wanting it to stop. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who I think the leaks are. Some of my friends love to surround themselves with whoever they fucking find on the streets.
Mm-hmm. By friends, you mean cast not members.
Whatever. It's a lot.
Talking about the other people.
I mean, let me tell you something. These two, Leo and Logan, my husbands, they witnessed a lot of shit happening in my life.
Very much.
And not, by the way, and they're like the two, and you, Jess, and my mom. There's been no leak ever. Mm-hmm. There's never been a leak. Yep. And they're the only people that know, you guys. Mm-hmm. Yep. So it ain't coming from me, because like you said, you're going to know the leak is me because I'm going to post it on my socials. I'm going to get another download on my podcast. That's what I'm going to do.
Exactly. So you don't think it's an intentional leak? You think this is a real deal? I think it's a real deal.
Yes. I think it's a real leak.
There might have been some stuff at the beginning, maybe, that it's like, because they want, you know, like... Even things weren't even being leaked. They were just actively saying, we're filming again. We're doing this. You were doing that, you know.
Right.
But like some of this other stuff, it's like it comes out every 2 seconds.
Yeah. Well, you brought up, or one of you brought up Raquel and her phone. So are you allowed to say, do you know the seating arrangement? Do you know who's going to be there? Or is it all just like, you'll find out when you get there?
I mean, I think I can say this just because I'm with everyone else, like I have no idea what tomorrow's gonna look like. I don't know who's gonna show up. I don't know who's gonna be sitting where. I know that we all have gotten phone calls taking like a poll about what we would like to see. And I did say, if this reunion is only going to be centered on what has just happened, I don't need to come. Mm-hmm. We're an ensemble cast. Everyone's storyline is important. Sheena getting married. Huge deal. Beautiful moment in her life. It needs to be talked about. Katie, I understand no one fucks with Raquel anymore, but you know what? A lot of y'all fucking meddled in her life and made her life a living fucking hell.
Yep.
Me, like, I know that it wasn't my best friend that was the one creeping around with my baby daddy, but like, I've been through this and I was greeted at last year's reunion as by Raquel, of all fucking people. I know you are the mistress. She's got a lot of time to plug in now, right? Plug the fuck in. I'm begging you. Drilled by how I didn't see the red flags.
Oh, no.
I think we can all look around us and go, pretty easy to miss, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty fucking easy to miss red flags, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And then Lisa Vanderpump saying, you lose them how you get them. Was that a fun reunion for me? No, but I sacked the fuck up. I overeat the fuck up and I did my goddamn job, even though my life was in shambles.
Yep.
Okay. So everyone else is going to need to come correct, talk about the season. You may not co-sign on these people anymore, but you did at one point and we need to talk about it.
Yep.
I don't know if they're going to bring Sandoval in at the very beginning and have him stay the entire time. I don't know if Raquel will show up. I don't know if people are going to be on Zoom. I have no idea. All I know is we all signed a contract. Shit happens. Let's figure out a way to find the silver lining, which you have to do at times.
There needs to be justice and accountability for all. That's the theme of this reunion, I feel like. There needs to be a lot of justice happening.
Well, we can leak this in terms of you, about the reunion. They on towards the end, there is going to be a moment and they are going to walk me out and it's going to be a big surprise. It will go down.
Could you imagine this is an exclusive
for Give Them Lala podcast.
It's a four-parter.
Next, we have Logan
sitting right next to Andy.
We're going to sit on Andy's lap.
You should wear Raquel's ruffle dress that she wore that year.
Can we all agree now that she did not eat in that? Like, light a match too close, she's melting to the ground.
Honey, that was something else.
It was like,
all of it.
For James to be sitting there when she wore the season 7 reunion puff sleeve dress and he's like going at it with Stassi saying Twitter's gonna have a heyday with her fabulous extensions, by the way.
She was always
I was like, James, you cannot say that when your girlfriend just came out in full polyester. You can't say that.
You can't say it.
That was it was memorable.
If any of you have not seen Heather McDonald,
it's my favorite thing on the planet.
Oh my god.
Raquel at the season 7.
She is hysterical.
I didn't know where the plate was. And if I did, I probably would have stepped on it. It is fucking gold. Go to her Instagram page right now.
We love Heather.
Yes. What else did I miss, Jess?
Can you tease your look at all for the reunion? Like, what? Ooh, just give us a theme. Obviously, you can't give details, but
I want my theme to be like I'm going to eat you alive, but I'm really not going to eat you alive because I'm lit tired. And as you guys see throughout the season, like, I really do. Disengage from a lot. I throw some little one-liners and then I kind of stay out of it. And a lot of people, like, even with this line of like, good thing you don't have a man, people are like, take out everything we know now, she came for you in that. This season I was exhausted. I was in the battle of my life that I'm still in now, but I know how to deal with it now. You know, it's like, it's this feels familiar.
Right, yeah.
It's been my life for a long time.
You put it in check.
At that point in time, it was like, I don't have the energy for you. Remove yourself. That is the theme of me.
You got bigger
me.
Fish to fry.
Totally. Big fish to fry.
Raquel and her two IQs are not gonna do nothing for me.
Well, that's why I call them bottom feeders. Yeah. Like, we barbecue and shrimp in these streets. Like, I got some big old motherfuckers on the line here that I'm trying to put on the burner. It's a lot. So I'm very, very tired this season. I feel like you can see it in my face. And I think that's how it's going to be this season. Because it is triggering for me what's going on with Ariana. I know that feeling where you're like, I'm not going to survive this shit. Luckily, the look on her face, what I told her would happen, is happening. She looks happy. I'm sure she has her moments. She's going to look back on this and be like, God, I hated him.
And he dragged her down. I'm sorry. But like, he dimmed her light.
The trailer dropped. Well, it's Monday today. So the mid-season trailer dropped today. Thoughts?
Yeah. So by the way, you guys, I keep saying the reunion's tomorrow. We're recording this Monday. It comes out, obviously, today, Wednesday. I will say this. Because we got all the episodes to watch, I did see the mid-season trailer and it looking a little different from what I saw.
They're making it spicy.
I just got burned by the tea that was spilled.
Or did they take some things out?
Take things out to use later or what?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe. Who knows?
They don't want to get too much away yet.
Can't confirm nor deny.
Cannot confirm or deny. All I know is that I just got my call time for tomorrow.
Yes.
8 a.m. for 8:30 a.m. arrival at the stage.
You'll be there all day.
We will need you camera ready.
Wow. Yep.
I also want you guys to know that as we recap each episode, because we still got a long time, we're only on episode 7 tonight. I believe there's around 14 to 15 episodes, plus whatever reunion amount we get. But I'm going to tell you guys,
we can only hope.
But I will tell you guys what happened in the real season. And when I say that, I mean like normal filming and then what happened when cameras picked back up. I'm sure the editors will do a great job of letting you know, but it is so crazy to see certain moments where you're like, there's no way that this was called out in real time. This had to have been picked up when cameras went back up. Mm. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to spill all the tea right here on the Give Them La La podcast. My gaze, where can people follow you on the gram?
You can follow me, you already know, at Logan Noah, LoganNoah.
And myself, Leo, you can follow me at Leo DeMarsh, DeMarsh.
I love this. Jessica, I love you so much. Are people going to follow you too?
I love you so much. You can follow me.
Are you Insta-famous because you're so funny and leave me behind?
My Insta's actually kind of boring. So if you want to see anything exciting go with me TikTok. In it, go to Lala Kent, at Lala Kent. Oh.
Hello. Oh, get her up there to 3 million.
Yes, baby.
All right, my loves. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Give Them La La podcast. Enjoy tonight's episode. It's amazing. I will catch you next week. I'll have a lot of tea to spill.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.